Blessed be the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the coal of fire from the altar that has touched my hands this morning. And I know that my hands are blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus. And the Lord will be glorified. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Put your name, put your hands together for the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Amen. Now, this morning, the laying on of hands is what I'm going to teach on and preach about this morning. Amen. The laying on of hands. And then at the end, I'm going to demonstrate it. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I'm going to start here in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 2. Right away, we see that the laying of hands, there's even a doctrine behind it. It's kind of like an ordinance, you know, that God ordained. You know, he said, look, you know, let's lay aside all these things and so forth like that. You know, principles, you know, the doctrines of Christ. Let us go on to perfection in verse 1. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and so forth. And faith toward God. But, you know, let's look at, you know, he mentioned doctrine of baptism. So I'm not talking about that this morning. But he also mentioned laying on of hands. And I'm going to talk about that this morning. Praise God. Praise ye the name of the Lord. There's also the resurrection of the dead. Amen. Amen, folks. Amen. Well, you know, I don't like to talk about Easter. You know, I think that's pagan. But I like to talk about the resurrection of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is no longer in the graves. If you're looking for him there, you are looking in the wrong place. He's now seated at the right hand of power. From henceforth expecting until all his enemies be made his footstool. And the last enemy to be destroyed is death. Hallelujah. God already conquered death, but he has a timetable to it. Christ has abolished death. And he has brought immortality. Hallelujah. And light to light through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. But this morning, the laying on of hands. So we see that it's a thing that God, you know, puts in the scriptures and so forth. Now, there are many reasons why this is done in the scriptures. I'm going to show you some things, you know, some reasons why the laying on of hands is done in the scriptures, or for what purposes, you know, the laying on of hands is done. Now, a few weeks back, you know, I preached on the message of the crossing of the hands. Now, this first part that I'm going to talk about, and I have a few things here listed that the laying on of hands has been used for in the Bible. Now, this first part that I will talk about goes with that message of the crossing of the hands, but it is called, so part one of this is called the inheritance blessing. Now, that's one of the things that laying on of hands has been used for in the Bible. Now, we always like to go back to the scriptures to see that there is a precedence for what we are doing. Amen? Amen, amen, folks? Amen. That's right. You know, because this book is the final arbiter on everything. You know, so now, so the inheritance blessing. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 48. And this story reads from verses 8 through 20. But I will just paraphrase it because I've already preached a whole sermon on this a few weeks back. You know, you can listen to that on our website called The Crossing of the Hands. Now, in this story, now Jacob is about to bless the children of Joseph that he got while he was in Egypt. You know, so, and if you don't know the story, you can mark it down and then read it, you know, at your convenience. But I won't read all of it today, so the message will not be too long. But I will start at verse 8. And Israel beheld Jacob's sons and said, who are these? And Joseph said, these are my sons which the Lord gave me, and so forth. So Israel said, bring them that I may bless them, and so on. Now, in this story, Jacob is laying his hands on the children for a blessing. In this case, his grandchildren, which he would later, you know, adopt as his own children. You have to read the rest of the story. But, you know, laying on of hands and pronouncing a blessing upon the children. That's what Jacob did here for his children. You know, I mean, because he took Joseph's children and said, these children are going to be mine. You know, whatever children you have later on, they are yours. These ones are mine. Amen. 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 And he laid his hands. He did something else, which I've already preached about. I'm not going to talk about that this morning. But I just want to point out that through the laying on of hands, he pronounced some blessings. Now, this is for you parents that are in here, especially the fathers. Now, of course, if you are a single mother or whatever and so forth, the responsibility still falls on you. But especially for the fathers, you know, there must be the laying on of hands from you to your children to pronounce a blessing. Amen? Amen, amen, folks? Amen. That's right. That's exactly what Jacob did here, and we see that and so forth like that. So that's one of the first things. I'm going to be talking a little more about that, you know, at the end of the service. You know, so the laying on of hands is for the inheritance blessing. Now, inheritance means something that's passed on. You know, so in this case, you know, the blessing, sometimes there's a blessing of the birthright and there's a blessing of the firstborn and so forth, you know, and which in this case, Jacob switched his hands and all that. We've talked about that before. But he did put his hands on the children for a blessing. Amen. Amen. Are you still with me here this morning? Amen. If you are still with me, say praise the Lord. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, I'm going to move quickly through this because I'm going to do something at the end of this. Now, one of the other things that laying on of hands is useful or has been useful in the Bible is consecration into God's service or the ministry. You know, so we see that people have been instructed, the Holy Spirit have instructed others to lay hands on some people, and hands have been laid on people to call them or to separate them into the ministry or to anoint them for something great in their lives. So I'm going to give you some scriptures for that. Right away we see that in the book of Numbers, chapter 27. Turn with me to Numbers, chapter 27. And I am going to start at verse 18. Numbers 27 and verse 18. And the Lord said unto Moses, take thee Joshua the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay thy hand upon him. That's what God instructed Moses to do for Joshua. You know, and set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation and give him a charge in their sight. You know, so now Moses is getting ready to set Joshua apart for the great work that is coming ahead. And God said, lay your hand upon him, put him right in the front of the congregation and give him a charge in the presence of everybody. And thou shalt put some of thine honor upon him and all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. You know, and he shall stand before Eleazar the priest and so on, you know, who shall ask counsel for him after the judgment of the Urim before the Lord. And at his word, they shall go out, and at his word, you know, they shall come in, both he and all the children of Israel with him, even all the congregation. So we see that through the laying on of hands here, God separated Joshua for the great work of taking the children of Israel in. Amen? Amen, amen, folks? Amen. That's how important this laying on of hands is. And Moses, verse 22, did as the Lord commanded him. And he took Joshua and set him before Eleazar the priest and so forth, and before all the congregation. And he laid his hands upon him and gave him a charge, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. So we see right away God using that, you know, symbolism right there to lay your hands upon this man and put him in the place that he needs to be, the work of the ministry, the great job that he's going to do to lead the people in. When he speaks, they will obey. When he goes, you know, they will go, and so forth. And when he comes in, they will come in. So we see that God used that. Amen? Amen. Now, let's fast forward to Acts chapter 13. That's one place where it was used in the Old Testament. Now, let's see where it was also used in the New Testament. This was in the early church. And so, at Acts chapter 13, and I'm going to start from verse 1. Acts 13 and verse 1. Now, this second topic we're talking about is the consecration into the ministry through the laying on of hands. Acts 13 and verse 1. Now, there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, such as Barnabas and Simeon, which was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene and Manien, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. Verse 2. And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work wherewith I have called them. And when they had fasted, now the Holy Ghost spoke point blank, you know, separate unto me Paul and Barnabas for this work, Saul and Barnabas, for this work that I have called them, and so forth. And when they had fasted and prayed, see, so you see another use there of fasting. When they had fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on them. So they laid their hands on them. and sent them away. So they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost. Now remember, you know, it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to the rest of these prophets and teachers that they should lay hands on Barnabas and Saul and send them away. And in verse 4, we are saying that being sent forth of the Holy Ghost, they departed into Seleucia, and thence they sailed unto Cyprus, and many great signs followed them. So we see that the Holy Ghost spoke there and said, you know, do this and so forth. And the people understood what to do, and they laid their hands on the people, consecrated them for the work that was ahead. Can you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
So that's another use for the laying on of hands. Now, the third of these purposes for which laying on of hands has been used in the Bible. We've seen the inheritance blessing, and we've seen the consecration to the ministry. Now, the gifts of the Holy Spirit and Holy Ghost baptism is the next one. Now, we see in the scriptures where through laying on of hands and prayer and so forth, people receive the gift of the Holy Spirit and many gifts into their lives. So let's take a look at some of these scriptures. Acts chapter 19. And I'm starting at verse 1. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came unto Ephesus, and finding certain disciples. So Paul, he found some disciples. Now, these were disciples that already believed. And he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Now, these were disciples that already believed. So Paul is asking them, there is a different experience after that you believe, because he used the verb since, you know, he used the phrase since you believe. So you believed, but since you believed, have you received the Holy Ghost? And these people said, well, we have not even so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Wow. And these were believers. So Paul said, well, you haven't heard about the Holy Ghost? Unto what then were you baptized? And they said, well, unto John's baptism. So Paul now explained it to them. Look, John, you know, John's baptism was different. He baptized you, you know, with the baptism of repentance, you know, saying to the people that you should believe on the Christ that will come afterwards. You know, so that's what he did. Now, verse 5. Now, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So there was actually another water baptism that these people received, you know, because Paul said, well, you know, that one that John did and so forth, that was back then, you know. So he baptized them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now notice the name of the Lord Jesus. That's how he baptized them. Now, he didn't baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, but he did baptize them in the name of the Lord Jesus. That's how he baptized them. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they speak with tongues and prophesy. Now, so we see that, you know, through the laying on of hands. Now, Paul, of course, he baptized them first in water, and then he spoke the word of the Lord to them. And when he laid his hands on them, the Bible says the Holy Ghost was shed upon them, and they began to speak with tongues and prophesy. You know, I mean, how do we know that the Holy Ghost came upon them? Well, because the Bible says so. You know, and even there was there was a man later on down in the chapter, you may read all of it, but I don't want to go there. I mean, he offered Paul money and said, look, you know, give me this same power so that by my laying on of hands, other people may receive the Holy Ghost. Because he saw how Paul laid hands on people and people received the Holy Ghost. But Paul said, your money perish with you because you think that the gifts of God can be bought with money. You know, this was not Paul doing this. This was God, you know, that anointed him to do that. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Now, also in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 14. Now, this one, I'm just showing you that, you know, the various ways that laying on of hands have been used in the Bible. Paul is writing to Timothy and is reminding him to stir up his gift that is already in him. I said, neglect not the gift that is in you, which was given unto thee by prophecy, with the laying on of hands of the presbytery. So there were people that gathered around to this young Timothy when he was going to be consecrated into the ministry, and they laid hands on him. And Paul is reminding him that, look, there was a gifting of God that came you know, to you at that time through the laying on of hands. So don't you forget it, he told him. Now, so we see how the laying on of hands is significant in so many ways. Amen? Amen, folks?
Amen.
Come on, be alive here this morning. Can you say amen?
Amen.
That's right. I like responsive when I, you know, when I ask people to say amen. Now, I'm going quickly into this other part, you know, which says, you know, general protection. You know, there's general protection and so forth, you know, just through the laying on of hands, you know. Now, listen to this in Matthew chapter 19, verses 13 through 15. You know, just through the laying on of hands, you know, what God can do, you know, for protection and so forth. Now, Matthew 19 and verse 13. Then were there brought unto him, this is, they're talking about, they brought little children to Jesus. They brought unto him little children that he should put his hands on them. You know, it wasn't that the children were sick or anything. They just wanted Jesus to put his hands on them. You know, that's like a protection and a blessing and so forth. It's a general blessing. And I should, and it's, at that time, the disciples rebuked the people and said, take the kids away, don't bother the master and so forth. So he said to them, suffer the little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Little children, folks, come unto the Lord. You know, don't wait until you are all grown up and so forth. Come unto the Lord at a tender age. You know, for, you know, the kingdom of God is for you. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Look at verse 15. And Jesus laid his hands on them and departed thence. It's not, wasn't for healing or anything. He just laid his hands on the children, and I guarantee you, it was for protection. Amen? It was a general blessing and protection for those children and so forth like that. So, you know, there is also the, you know, laying on of hands just for protection, you know. And, you know, there is no better place than in the home, for in a godly home where the altar has been repaired. Hallelujah. Than for the priest in that home, which is the man of the house, to stand up every day, lay his hands on his children for protection. Amen. Lay his hands on his wife as well. Praise you, the name of the Lord. Come on, folks. Praise the name of the Lord. And there is a blessing and protection that comes through, you know, when the anointing is on the hands and you lay your hands on people for protection like that. Praise the Lord. Now, last but not the least, let me talk about laying on of hands for healing of the sick. Now, that's the one that is most familiar with people. That's why I put that at the end, because these other ones that I read to you, people may not really know that these things are in the scripture. But I want to give you a background today of how the laying on of hands is used in the Bible, because we're going to be doing that in a few minutes. Now, in the concerning the laying on of hands to heal the sick, turn with me to Mark chapter 16. This is what Jesus said before he departed from the disciples, and he sent them up forth and so forth, and he said something to them. So let's look at Mark chapter 16, and I'll read verses 17 and 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues. They shall also take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, he said, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen?
Amen.
So we see through the laying on of hands on the sick will recover. But let me point out a few things in these two verses that we have read. I don't want to take a lot of time today. I'm going to concentrate on the laying on of hands, but I want to point out one thing. These signs shall follow them that believe. That's what Jesus said. Now, he didn't say, you know, these signs will follow my disciples. No. Hello, folks. Not these signs. He didn't say these signs will follow my disciples. No. These signs will follow them that believe. You know, it's for people who believe in these words. If you don't believe, if these signs are not following you, probably because you don't believe that these things can happen. That's why these signs are not following. Now, these signs do not precede. Notice that. They don't proceed. These signs follow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. First, you believe the Lord. You believe his word. And we preach the word of God. And then the signs will follow. The Bible says, and they went everywhere. Listen to verse 20. And they went forth and preached everywhere. Verse 20 of the same chapter, Mark 16. They went forth to preach everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. So first they preach the word, and then the signs follow. Amen. Amen, folks. We don't ever put the signs ahead of the word of the Lord. You know, first we preach the word, and then the signs follow. As a matter of fact, it is the signs that can make people, the word that can make people believe for the signs that will follow. That's right. You know, because faith comes by hearing, you know, and so on. So when they preach the word of God, and then they believe, and then the signs will follow. So that's something that Jesus commanded. But let's see some places where Jesus himself did the same. You know, and then the apostles did the same thing. You know, this laying on of hands and so forth. Luke chapter 4 and verse 40. Luke chapter 4 and verse 40. He says, "Now, when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him," that's Jesus, "and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them." Amen. Jesus didn't teach anything that he himself did not do. You know, he's showing them, you know, how to do it. He did it himself before he asked the disciples to do it. You know, so they brought the sick unto him, all kinds of sick, and he laid his hands on them and he healed them. Praise the name of the Lord. Now listen to also Luke chapter 13, and I'm going to read a couple of verses starting at 11. Luke chapter 13, starting at verse 11. "And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together." You know, this woman couldn't even, you know, raise up, you know, her frame. She was bowed over and so forth, and could in no wise lift up herself. This is Luke chapter 13, verse 11. Now, verse 12. Now, the Lord is fixing to do something now. "And when Jesus saw her," you know, he called her unto him and said unto her, "Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity." He said that. He spoke that word first. And then, in verse 13, "then he laid his hands on her." Even after he spoke that word, then he laid his hands on her, and immediately, hallelujah, she was made straight, and she glorified God. So there is power through the laying on of hands. And Jesus was demonstrating it here before he would ask the disciples to do the same. So he demonstrated it in various places and so forth. You know, now, once the disciples got a hold of this thing, yeah, they themselves started to do it, you know, and so on. So let's look at Acts chapter 19 and just read a couple of verses here, starting at verse 11. Now, this is Acts chapter 19 and verse 11. And I want to point something out here that is very crucial, you know, very crucial. God is the one that does these miracles. Amen. 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 You know, I can lay hands and so forth like that, but it is God. Notice what he said. "And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul." It wasn't Paul that did it. It was God that wrought the miracles through his hands, because he obeyed. Hallelujah. He obeyed the laying on of hands and so forth. The, you know, the understanding to lay hands. God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. And Paul did more than just laying hands on people. He did some very, you know, interesting things, which we're going to read here in a minute. You know, "so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs and aprons." And maybe Paul laid his hands on this handkerchief and aprons. I don't know. You know, but, you know, they took these things, you know, from him, you know. And he wasn't even there. He didn't even go with the handkerchiefs. He didn't go with the aprons. He just laid his hands on the handkerchiefs and aprons, and they took these things out, you know. And listen to what happened. "When they took these aprons, diseases departed from the people, and evil spirits came out of the people." Hallelujah. God wrought in doing great works through the hands of Paul. Now, I'm bringing emphasis on the hands. Amen. I'm bringing emphasis on the hands, folks. Now, the Bible says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord and stand in his holy place? He that has a pure heart and clean hands. Now, if you put your hands into iniquity and so forth, you meddle in business that doesn't belong to you and backbite and do all of these things and so forth, then the Bible says you don't have clean hands. If you don't have clean hands, you cannot lay hands on the sick for healing. Amen?
Amen.
That's right. You know, because it is the virtue of the Lord that flows, and he needs a pure vessel. He needs a believing vessel as well. Amen.
Amen.
So we see that through laying on of hands, you know, even on handkerchief and aprons, you know, some people call it prayer cloth these days and so forth. Paul laid his hands on them. They took it everywhere, and great things were even happening. They even took, you know, his handkerchiefs and so forth. Wow. You know, now, you know, we don't need to be looking for handkerchiefs and stuff like that. You know, because some people, you know, there's whole denominations that arise after all these things and so forth. But you have to take the whole word of God in completion. You can't just take one verse. Amen?
Amen,
amen, folks?
Amen.
Now, I want to tell you also that in the book of Acts chapter 3, there were, you know, this, there's something I want to point out. Not exactly about laying on of hands, but I want to point out how the glory must be given, you know, to the Christ after any healing. Amen?
Amen?
After any healing and after any great miracle, the glory must be given to Christ. Now, in this story, I'm not going to read all of it. You can read it on your own. There was a lame man, you know, that was there, you know, in the courts, the gates of the temple that was called Beautiful. And Peter and John were going down. And so, when, you know, this man was there, and he always asking alms from them. Acts chapter 3 and verse 3. Who seeing Peter and John about to go into his temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said unto him, look on us. And he gave heed, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand. That's kind of like laying his hand on him as well. Put his right hand on him, pulled him up and so forth. And immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen, people.
Yeah.
That's right. And he began to do, you know, run and so forth. And then he was praising God. He was leaping and doing all these things. And when the people gathered together, they say, wow, we've never seen anything. You know, so look, listen to the answer of Peter in verse 12. And when Peter saw, you know, what the people were doing and how, you know, they marveled at the thing and so forth, which was done, he said unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this, or look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we have made this man to walk? He said, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and the Jacob, and the God of our fathers, have glorified his son Jesus. You know, so, you know, in the early church, their main task was to, you know, give witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And they did that through great miracles that God wrought in the hands of the apostles. You know, so he said, God has given, you know, glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him and so forth like that. And he told them, he said, verse 16, and his name, that's the name of Jesus, his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Hallelujah. Praise God. And has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. So Peter, he drew attention away from himself, because the people wanted to make him a great man and say, wow, you did this great miracle, you know, let's do something for you and so forth. He said, forget that. This is not about me. Amen?
Amen.
He said, this miracle did not happen because of me. It happened because of the name of Jesus. So I want to make sure that everybody understands that. And especially those aspiring to ministry and so forth. There was a crooked man in, you know, in the sorcerer, you know, they called him Simon the sorcerer and so forth in Acts 19, that thought that laying on of hands, you know, to make people receive the Holy Ghost, he thought it was something to be grabbed at, and he offered money for it. God, he wanted it for his own glory. God has nothing to do with that. Amen?
Amen.
That's right. So this thing is, you know, for the glory of God. Now listen to also Acts chapter 28. Another example here of how the people, you know, how again here Paul laid hands. Acts chapter 28. Let's read at verse 7. Acts chapter 28 and verse 7. And in the same quarters, were possessions of the chief man of the island. You know, this was where they had shipwreck and so forth, and got on an island, and Paul, you know, he put his hand somewhere, you know, and this snake wrapped around his hand, and they thought, you know, he was going to die, and just shook this snake off, and he went about his business. Amen? Amen, folks?
Amen.
They shall take up serpents, and it won't hurt them. So Paul did that. Now, verse 7. And in the same quarters were possessions of this chief man of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us there 3 days, you know, courteously. And it came to pass that the father of this Publius, lay sick of a fever and a bloody flux. So he had like a, you know, influenza, you know, like a flu and all these kind of things and so forth, you know. And everything was going on with him, you know, high fever, high temperature, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So we see that there is great power and there's great importance to the laying on of hands. That's why I sang that song at the beginning, and I prayed throughout this weekend. I said, Lord, well, actually, I was going to preach something else. So, you know, I was going to preach something else, and I kind of alluded to it at the Friday service. But then, you know, somewhere between Friday and now, the Lord changed it. And he said, no, that I will preach this today. And I said, Lord, well, if you want me to preach this, then bring the coals of fire from the altar and anoint my hands. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You know, and he did. Amen. You know, so, you know, I'm going to lay my hands on some folks here this morning. And I believe that all these things that we talked about here today, you know, you can get any one of these things and even more. Hallelujah. Whatsoever you can believe through prayer and through the laying of hands, it can be yours. Amen.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand clap for that here this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, somebody. Give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, there is a warning that the Lord gave that we should, because this thing is so important, this laying on of hands. So the Lord gave this warning through Paul to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 22. He said, look, don't lay hands suddenly on any man and be a partaker of nobody's sins. You know, so don't just, you know, willy-nilly like that. You know, so let the Holy Ghost lead you. Amen. Praise God. So that's 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 22. Keep yourself pure and don't just lay hands on anybody and so forth. You know, so now today, by the anointing, Jesus is going to break every yoke. And through the laying on of hands, hallelujah. Now, I'm done with the teaching part of this message this morning. And now we are going to demonstrate what this message says, which is the laying on of hands. Amen. Now, I want everybody to stand to your feet, if you would. Stand to your feet. And I'm going to do something a little bit unusual here this morning. Stand to your feet if you would, please. Amen. I want you to look around. And I want different families to congregate together. Split around in this place and different families congregate together. When I say family, I mean everybody. Whether from grandparents to grandchildren and everybody. All that family tree congregate together. Let's do it quickly. Find your family. Find your spouse. Find your children. Everybody stay together. There's plenty of space for us to move around. Now, if you don't have anybody in your family that's here with you, you are in my family. Amen? Praise God. Now, I want people in my family to come up here and stand over here. And anybody else that's here alone today, you come up here and stand with them. Now, that's my wife, my children, and my grandchildren. Everybody, come up here, you know, and stand over here. And then everybody else that is not here with your family, you come here and stay with them in the group right here. Praise God. Now, everybody else should be with somebody. I don't want to see anybody standing alone by themselves. You be with your families. Praise God. Now, does everybody understand that? So if your family is not here, come on up here and join us right here. If your parents, if your children are here alone and your parents are not here, come on up here and join us here. I see some of you down there. I don't want to start calling your names, but I see you there. God lives, Samuel, come on up here. You heard the announcement. Your parents are not here. Come here and be right here. I don't want anybody standing alone. You be with your families. Everybody. And for all those people whose families are not here, they are in this circle right here. Or if you are here alone, Sister Chinwe, you are here. Come on up and join us here. And everybody else, here's what I want to do. In these circles, I want you to form a circle and begin to pray for one another. Praise God. And in a minute, I'm going to tell you what the Holy Spirit will say. You know, form a circle here and begin to pray. Hallelujah. For one another. And those of you over there in the various families, form a circle and begin to pray. This is so powerful, folks. This is so powerful. The devil doesn't like us doing this. You know, he likes to bring disunity and disarray among families. But you hold on to your families. Hallelujah. And for those, for the priests in the house, that's every man of God in that family. For the husband and the father or the grandfather or whatever, you begin to pray and lay hands on these people. Hallelujah. And you begin to declare the blessings of God that you have heard in this message today for all these people that are in your circle. Amen. Hallelujah. And in a minute, I'm going to join this circle over here. Praise God. We're going to lay hands and believe God. Now, I want everybody that is here, open your mouth and begin to pray. Pray for the person on your left and pray for the person on your right. Hallelujah. Turn to your left and look at this person and pray for them. And then you turn to your right and look at the person. You don't need to keep your eyes closed. Look at the person that you are going to pray for and pray with them or for them. And then turn to the next person and pray with them or for them. And let's see what the Lord is going to do for every one of us here in this house this morning. As you pray for one another, the Lord is going to do a great thing. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. And I want, after a few minutes of prayer, I want the fathers that are there or the head of that family, woman, man, whoever is the head of that particular family that's there, lay your hands on the children and everybody in your family and pronounce the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I'm going to walk through this circle right here also, and I'm going to lay my hands on everyone that is here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I lay my hands in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And all the blessings, amen, of the laying on of hands, amen, come upon you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The blessing of protection.
Yes, Lord.
The blessing of the inheritance.
Yes.
The blessing of the anointing.
Amen.
Come upon you in the name of the Lord Jesus,
amen,
Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. The blessing of God,
amen,
in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The blessing of the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The blessing of the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus. The blessing of the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus. The blessing of the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus. The blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord in the name of Jesus. The blessing of the Lord in the name of Jesus. The blessing of the Lord in the name of Jesus. The blessing of the Lord in the name of Jesus. The blessing of the Lord in the name of Jesus. The blessing of the Lord in the name of Jesus. The blessing of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we thank you for the anointing of the hands. My hands are blessed. I want everybody to say that. Say, my hands are blessed. And everyone I touch, surely this morning is blessed. My hands are blessed with the blessings of God. Now, I want you all to pronounce the blessings on one another in Jesus' name. Come on, let's do it. Pronounce the blessings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pronounce the blessing. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Now you may go back to your seats. And I'm going to ask anybody that wants prayer for healing or deliverance, any special miracle in your life, you know, stay right here. Don't go back. The others may go back. we're going to lay hands for healing and for a special miracle in your life. You need a miracle here this morning. I want to see you here in front. Let's go back to our seats quickly. The service is not yet over. We are still in prayer. Go back to your seats quickly. This is not the time to visit. The service is not yet over. We're still ministering right here. Now, anybody that wants prayer through for healing or laying on of hands for anything special beyond what we did in the families, step out here quickly and let's take care of that. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise ye the name of the Lord. My hands are blessed this morning, Lord. Thank you for the coals of fire from the anointing of the Lord. Amen. Jesus. And I believe that anybody that I lay my hands on today, according to the word of the Lord, whatever it is in your lives, God is going to put an end to the affliction in Jesus' name. Can I get amen from the church?
Amen.
Because Jesus commanded this. He said, go forth and lay your hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. Hallelujah. Now, I believe with all my heart that if I lay hands on you today, if you're sick of any pain or any disease, whatever it is, you will certainly recover.
Amen.
Amen. Now, all you got to do after this prayer is make an appointment with your doctors or whatever and have it checked out. If it's something internal that you can't even see, of course, if it's something you can feel, after this prayer, you will begin to know that you are better. Amen.
Amen.
But even if it's something internal that you cannot see, sometimes women have these cysts and this and that and whatever and so forth like that. And you know, you may not even know or be able to see it and all that. But you can go to the doctors after today and have it checked out. But I know that you will be healed and you will recover in Jesus' mighty name. Now, is this power in my hands because of anything that I am? No, but because of obedience to his word. Jesus said it, and I believe it. And if you can believe it too, then you can receive it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to go through the audience here and just lay my hands. I throw your hands up, brother. And I'm going to believe the Lord with you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Lord Jesus, through the anointing, hallelujah. I lay my hands on him, Lord, for complete deliverance.
Yes.
And
you,
in Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Lift up your hands, brother, and let's believe the Lord together. Father, in the name of Jesus, through the laying on of hands, move upon him, Lord, and work a miracle and bring him, hallelujah, to the place, desired place, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. Heal and work a miracle for him. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Now lift up your hands, sister, and let's believe the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Lord, move upon her. And through the laying on of hands, hallelujah, grant this request for the reason why she's standing here. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord, young man. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now put up your hands, young lady, and let's believe the Lord together. Now, Lord Jesus, heal and work a miracle for her, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Now, Lord Jesus, set her free in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lift up your hands, young lady, and let's believe the Lord together. Lord, I lay my hands upon her in the name of the Lord. Grant her request. Heal and work a miracle for her. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise God. The Lord tells me that some of you are not really standing for physical healing, but it's more like healing of the bitter waters. Hallelujah. And God's going to make those bitter waters sweet as well in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, Lord, move for this young lady and her child in Jesus' name. And through the laying on of hands, bring deliverance and a blessing in Jesus' mighty name. Now, Lord, move upon this young child. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Move upon this young child, Lord. As you laid your hands on the little children, you laid your hands for protection. And after you laid your hands, you went your way. And those children were protected. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, Lord Jesus, I lay my hands on him by faith. Heal and work a miracle for him, Lord. And whatsoever he's standing in prayer for, grant it according to your word. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands, sister, and let's believe the Lord together. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. Hallelujah. The name of the God of Jacob defend you. Hallelujah. Heal and work a miracle, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, through the laying on of hands. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hands, sister, and let's believe the Lord together. Father, Lord, walk for her now and through the laying on of hands. Create and wrought this miracle. How God wrought special miracles through the hands of Paul. In Jesus' name. Do the same here this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, work a miracle in her life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen her, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Break every yoke. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, sister. Lift up your hands and let's believe the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. God gave you another year, and it's a year of praise. Hallelujah. And there are some things that God will do anew for you in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, work a miracle for her. Heal every part of her that is bothering her, every ailment, her eyes, and everything else, and those that she's standing in prayer for. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Work a miracle, Lord. Thank through the laying on of hands, you, to the glory of your name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, heal every sickness and every disease in this body, Lord. Through the laying on of hands, how God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Hallelujah. Do the same here this morning. For this woman, Lord, in Jesus' name, our mother here. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Lord grant you, according to your heart's desire, heal and work a miracle, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you for the coals of fire from the altar, Lord. And through laying on of hands, I believe, here this morning, in Jesus' name, break every yoke in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. As I lay my hands, I believe with all my heart, the Lord will break every chain in Jesus' name. Heal and work a miracle. And heal, O God, and break, O God, every yoke. And in Jesus' name, grant the reason why she's standing in prayer. Do it, Lord, to the glory of your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hands, young lady, and let's believe the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, work a miracle for her. I pray, Lord, that you will heal every part of her body. Heal the broken heart in her, Lord. In Jesus' name. Ah, the Lord says, I am the one that heals the brokenhearted. Heal that broken heart. In Jesus, mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hands, young lady. Hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord be upon you. In Jesus' name. And the Lord heal and work a miracle in your life. Grant you according to your own heart's desire concerning this thing. In Jesus' mighty name. Through the laying on of hands. Grant it, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, and Lord, I'm glad that she's here today to experience this laying on of hands. And I pray, Lord, by faith, through laying on of hands, let all these blessings come upon her that we have spoken about here this morning, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for this young lady. Put your hands up. Lord, losing her, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Heal and work a miracle. Grant her desires, in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord, the mercy of God upon you. Every ailment and every disease shed from this body in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Work a miracle, Lord, through the laying on of hands.
Hallelujah.
I give you the praise.
Hallelujah.
And the glory.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, brother. Put your hands up. Lord Jesus, thank you for touching him and healing him and working a miracle and putting him, oh Lord, in the place where you want him to be. The enemy shall no longer exact upon you. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Clear, oh Lord. Clear everything in his mind and his heart and so forth. Take away the clouds and let his sun shine through. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And young man, lift up your hands and let's believe the Lord together. Praise God. Thank you, Father, for him. And Lord, work a miracle in his life. All these young people, you know, so simple. They just come for prayer. And they believe the Lord in their hearts. And I believe the Lord with them also. Let the little children come unto me. For of such is the kingdom of God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I see some folks are still standing here. Let me pray for you. Put up your hands, young man. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Yes, let the light of understanding come into this young man. Oh God, in Jesus' name. And heal his mind. In Jesus' name. And through the laying on of hands, bring deliverance and healing in every part of his life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Put up your hands, young man, and let's believe the Lord together. Lord Jesus, cause an understanding to come upon him and remove the scales from his eyes in Jesus' mighty name. Heal his heart. Heal his mind. Hallelujah. And heal every part of his body in Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, bring him into the place where you want him to be in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We pray for this young baby in Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, for this woman, we lay our hands upon her in Jesus' mighty name. And as you stand for yourself and your family and your husband, Lord, through the anointing and through the laying on of hands, let the peace of God that passes understanding go with her, Lord. Heal the situation and work a miracle. Glorify yourself, Lord. How God wrought special miracles through the hands of Paul. Do it again today. For the praise and the glory of your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, he asked for a double portion. So put it upon him, Lord. Through the laying on of hands. Hallelujah. Even as you did, O Lord, in the Bible. You said, separate unto me, Joshua, and put your hands upon him. And he has asked for that double portion, Lord. So let it be for him, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Put your hands together, everybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah!